Hi, this is Kenny at Sherman Cymru, and this is my first audio booth, which is quite exciting. And I'm currently in Edinburgh with our current show, Speechless. And a performance has just ended, so hopefully I can get some initial thoughts from the audience. So let's have a try. Hi, excuse me. Can I ask what you thought about Speechless?
Breathtakingly good. Yeah. The performances, the stage, it was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, excellent.
And my husband thought exactly the same. I shall tell all my friends they must get to it.
Hi, excuse me. Sorry, did you see Speechless?
Yeah.
Hi, can I ask what you thought about it?
It was an intense piece of theatre. It totally kept you gripped for the entire thing. I think the two girls in it were really intense, really parallel with each other.
Yeah.
That was the thing that struck me the most.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Hi, excuse me. Hi, did you just see Speechless?
Yes.
Can I ask what you thought about it?
I thought it was brilliant. It was superb.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. Did you see Speechless?
Yes.
Can I ask, can you give me a few words about what you thought about it?
Impressive. Piece of work.
Yeah.
I thought the acting and so convincing.
Yeah.
And the story is so unusual and believable.
Yeah.
But when you came along, we were just talking about the psychological state that they were both in and where the boy fitted in. And what triggered them to become arsonists or more psychologically deranged in a public sort of, of way.
Well, in the play it looks as if that was provoked by the sexual it wasn't assault really, but that had pitched them into more difficult behaviour. But my impression is that it was as if they were conjoined. They weren't physically, but strongly mentally and psychologically. That's how that's the way I see it.
Yes,
The competition between them and the physical competition that ended up in them, almost battering each other to death.
Yes.
I mean, did that start with the sexual competition for the boy? But also there was, I picked up one phrase and never came again, that June had said at one point that she felt she should have been born a boy. So she was kind of sexually jealous of the boy choosing Jennifer. So it was all,
and they had the threesome.
I'd like to see it again because it was all too involved.
It was quite powerful.
But it was really powerful.
I thought the actresses, to portray that energy between them as twins, I thought was perfect.
Dramatically, it works, I think.
Very well, dramatically.
And I thought the woman who played the teacher and the social worker and everything, I thought she was very good. And they were all good. They were
also
very good.
Very good. Thank
you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm continuing to think about it as well.
Telling everyone about
it
again.
I think we are. Excellent. Speechless will be at the Traverse Theatre from the 5th to the 29th of August, and details of performance times can be found on www.traverse.co.uk. Thanks for listening, and I hope to speak to you all soon. Bye.